Day number six. Some of you might say, what about the poor? Okay, Brian, well, here in America we should give, but what about the poor? What about someone on a fixed income? What about someone that's unemployed? What about a single mom? What about people on the other side of the world? Even the poor are to give from what they have. Deuteronomy 16:16, no man should appear before the Lord empty-handed. One time when I was teaching, that same time I was teaching in Greece, there was a fellow from Bulgaria, and he was there, and he told me, he said, Brian, I've never heard teaching like this about God's ownership and God's provision and how we're to be managers and we're to be generous. And he says, you know, in Bulgaria, he says, we're just so convinced that we're so poor. And he said, you know, we're always looking to the West for help. We're always thinking somebody else has to do it. And he says, my life has been changed. My heart's been transformed. He says, I want to go back to Bulgaria and I want to teach people what the Word of God says about managing what we have and living generously. And so I thought, you know, that was great. And he went back and he ultimately took some of a lot of my materials and he put it into Bulgarian and he sent it to 2,000 churches all over Bulgaria. He taught 100 seminars across Bulgaria on these biblical truths. But one of the stories he told me was when he got back, there was a church that called him and said, we need you to come and have a meeting with us. And so he went to this church and he said, what's the problem? And they said, well, you know, it's wintertime and our church is very cold. And, you know, we need somebody from America to give us money so we can buy wood to heat the church. You know, who do you know in America that can send us money so we can buy wood and heat the church? And he said, well, I know a few people in America, but he said, let me ask you a few questions. He said, now are your homes, are they cold? And the people said, well, no, our homes are fine. And he said, well, why are your homes fine? And they said, well, we go into the woods and we cut down trees and we bring back the logs and we chop it up and we have it in our yard and we heat our houses with wood. And so our homes are fine. We just need wood for the church. And this fellow just coming off of this conference with me said to them, he said, well, God has blessed you with wood. You need to give some wood to this church. And they said, no, that's our wood. That's our wood. It doesn't belong to God. That's our wood. And we're poor Bulgarians and we can't afford to give away any wood. That's our wood. And he says, no, God has blessed you with wood. If God has blessed you with wood, you need to give the first portion of that wood and bring it to this church. And they said, we don't like what you're saying to us. We want you to tell us in America and it'll give us money so we can buy wood. And then he looked at the pastor and the pastor was a scrawny little guy but he looked at the people and they were not. And he said, well, what's the story with your pastor? He's so scrawny looking and a little bit sickly looking and you all look fine. And they said, well, he's bivocational. We can't afford to pay him. And so he works a couple jobs to pastor this church and those jobs don't pay very well and he can't buy food very well. And so, yeah, he's kind of scrawny and he's kind of tired and so forth. And he said, but look at you. You look fine. He said, why do you look fine? They said, well, we have the best gardens in all of Bulgaria. We're the greatest gardeners in Bulgaria, and so we have our animals and we have our gardens, and so we're fine. And he says, if God has blessed you with those animals and blessed you with those gardens, you need to bring some of the produce to this dear brother and to support your pastor. And they said, no, those are our gardens, those are our animals. He can work on his own. They finally said, you know, you can leave now. And he says, okay, I'll leave. Without giving you the name of an American who'll buy you wood for your church, but I'm going to give you the Bible verses about what God says about everything comes from Him and manage what He gives you and give from what He gives you. And I'm going to come back someday. And about a year later, he was coming back through that village and he went to that church and there outside the church were just stacks of wood. And he met the pastor and the pastor was quite happy to see him, and the pastor was looking healthier and stronger, and he said, what's going on with you? And he says, you won't believe what happened. He says, after you left and the people were all upset with you for what you said, they began to go into the Bible, and they began to read what the Bible said, and they discovered that God is their provider, and God is the owner, and they are to be managers, and they are to be generous, and they began to bring the wood, and they began to bring food, and they began to bring meat, and he says, you know what? He said, we have all the wood we need now, a whole year's supply. He said, I was able to quit all my jobs, and I'm fully supported and I have enough. And he says, not only that, this little village church, he said, they are giving so much that there's enough money to now support 2 seminary students from our church in the Bulgarian seminary. And he says, and they're fully funding these seminary students out of the offerings of this little village church. You see, even the poor are to learn to give from what they have. That's what we learned about this morning, 1 Kings 17, the widow, one meal away from death. And Elijah says, from what you have, first give to me. I think of a dear friend of mine, Nancy McPherson, back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her husband left her, and left her with three children, and was sending her a very, very small amount of money for groceries for every week for her and the children. The amount of money he sent was so small, it wasn't even enough for one person, much less Nancy and three children. And I talked to Nancy, and she said, "Oh, Brian, I'm so excited." And I said, "What are you excited about?" She said, "I'm going to give to God out of my grocery money." I said, "What do you mean?" This is years ago. And she said, "Well, you know, I got this grocery money, and when my husband was in the house, he never let me give to the Lord, but now he's left me, but he's sending this little bit of grocery money, and I'm going to give to God out of my grocery money, and I'm going to trust God to take care of me." And at that time in my life, I didn't have the maturity I have today. And I said, "Well, Nancy, that's nice that you're feeling that way, but you know, you have such little money, I think I would just hold on to it. I mean, I think you need all of that for yourself because, you know, it's not enough." And she said, "Brian, I know it's not enough." She said, "But I'm going to give God out of my grocery money, and I know that somehow God will meet my needs." And so she began to give out of her grocery money. A couple months later, I saw her, and she had gotten a job at a cookbook company. And what they did is they paid Nancy to go shopping at the grocery store. And she bought all these foods, and they paid her to prepare all these foods, hams and roasts and turkeys and pies and casseroles and vegetable dishes and cakes, kind of like, you know, the brunch today, kind of that kind of stuff. And this cookbook company would take pictures of everything that she made food of, but when they were done taking their pictures, they never wanted the food, and they told Nancy, "You just take it all home and feed your family." Her Heavenly Father provided the groceries that were necessary for her and her family as Nancy gave to God out of her grocery money. And God proved himself faithful.